Welcome to a 90-minute intermediate yoga class. Please come to Tadasana at the front of your mat. In mountain pose, you feel your heels ground. And from this connection to the earth, the length through your entire spine, all the way through the crown of the head. Bring your palms in prayer at your heart center, also called Anjali Mudra. Slide your shoulder blades down your back and breathe the heart center up into your palms. Take a moment to set an intention. And as you open the eyes, inhale, sweep the arms up into Surya Namaskar. And exhale as you bow forward, Uttanasana. Inhale, lengthen the spine and step back to your first plank, holding for 3 breaths. We still gently warm up the body. As you lower down Chaturanga, feel your back body full. And as you inhale into Cobra or Up Dog, you open the collarbones and lift the heart center. Press back down Dog, enjoying the stretch up and back. Your palms are grounded, your spine is lengthening. Right foot forward, come into crescent with the back knee up. The arms sweep up and for 3 breaths, crescent pose. The back heel is lifted and the back leg is strong. Drop your tail another 1/2 inch. Down dog. Inhale the left foot forward, second side for crescent moon pose. Engage the side body, so draw those shoulder blades down your back and then lift the chest up and forward. Down dog. Put a little bend in your knees so you can hop your feet to your hands. Inhale, lengthen and fold. Come all the way up. You embrace Surya. This is Surya Namaskar. You bow, Uttanasana. Inhale, lengthen, Chaturanga. Cobra or Up Dog. Cobra is always an option if your low back is happier in that position. Exhale, down dog. Virabhadrasana 1, right foot forward, 3 breaths. Press the back edge of your back foot down. Down dog. Left foot forward, so feel graceful, feel light. You float through these movements. Down dog. Rock forward to plank. 3 breaths here. Lower down, Chaturanga. Inhale forward into Up Dog. Press every knuckle down here. Press back, Down Dog. Walk or jump your feet to your hands. Inhale, lengthen and fold. Come all the way up. As you inhale, you embrace Surya. Exhale, bow. Inhale, lengthen, Chaturanga. Imagine a midline. You're strong as you shoot back. You inhale forward, up dog. There's this center line. You're reaching. Press back down dog. Feel the energy in your center. Virabhadrasana 1, warrior 1. Right foot. 3 breaths. Navel to spine. Clasp the hands behind your back. Interlacing the fingers, you reach the shoulder blades down your back and you bow forward. Bring your chest to the inside of your front leg. You ground the back heel. There's this anchor of energy through the back leg. Try to bring the arms overhead towards the floor as much as the shoulder blades draw down towards your bum. And inhale, come up. The fingertips reach back for the sky in Virabhadrasana 1. Down dog. Second side, Virabhadrasana 1. So you float up with the breath and you are in a deep back bend. So you lift the chest, expand the chest, and then clasp the hands behind your back. As you bow forward, there's a sensation of softness in the chest, strength in the back leg. The body comes inside your front leg. Come up from your core, lifting you up back to warrior one. Relax your shoulders down your back. Down dog. Rock forward to plank. Feel your spine long like bamboo for 3 breaths. Your head is on your neck, is on your spine. The energy of the inner thighs is reaching for the ceiling. And as you lower down Chaturanga, you're light. You inhale forward into up dog and you're still full and light in the back body. Press back down dog. Hop your feet to your hands, make it springy and light. Inhale, lengthen and fold. Come all the way up, strong legs, lightness through the spine. Exhale, bow, Uttanasana. Inhale, lengthen, Chaturanga. Cobra or up dog, down dog. Virabhadrasana 1 again, right foot, 3 breaths. As you exhale, bring your palms in prayer to your heart center. Unplug your back heel so the back leg is in a lunge. Back heel is up. You bow forward and twist. Parivritta Parsvakonasana. Your left elbow to the outside of your right thigh. You reach strong and straight through the back leg. Press the palms to widen the collarbones. Breathe out through the back heel, out through the crown of your head, twisting around your spine. And then you untwist to down dog. Good. Left foot forward, second side, Virabhadrasana 1, 3 breaths. Navel to spine, really powerful through your center as you bring the palms in prayer to your heart. And then you twist from your center, the back heel unplugs, the back leg reaches long, you bring your right elbow to the outside of the left leg. Be sure to press the front heel down powerfully. Reach the front sitting bone down and away from your hip. And untwist down dog. Rock forward into plank. Three breaths. If there's any gripping in the neck, engage your side body and lengthen your neck. If there's collapsing in the low belly, you just put the knees down and you do a shorter version of plank. It's lighter. You lower down chaturanga. Cobra or up dog. There's very strong engagement in the waist in your up dog. And you press back to down dog from your core. Hop your feet to your hands. It's springy and light. Good. Inhale, lengthen and fold. Come all the way up. You embrace Surya. And sit back to Utkatasana, chair pose. You're still holding Surya. He's big and orange. And imagine the heat of the sun melting any tension out of the neck and shoulders. All your energy is in your core. The feet are evenly weighted. As you bow forward into Uttanasana, your core draws up. Nice straight legs. Inhale, lengthen. Chaturanga. This is Surya Namaskar B. You inhale the heart forward. And exhale, press back down dog. Virabhadrasana 1, right foot comes forward, the breath floats your fingertips to the sky. Your tailbone reaches through the back leg. Feel the fullness in your low back as you come to Virabhadrasana 3. You bring the chest forward and the back leg up. If you'd like to, you can bring the hands back by the hips. So you're now balancing on one leg. Your back leg is exactly as high as your hip. Your two hips are level as if you could put a cup of tea on your low back. From the crown of the head to the tailbone is long and strong and supple, and you float back gently to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Down dog. Good. Second side, left foot, Virabhadrasana 1. You bring your awareness into your back body, feel the fullness in the back of the low waist, and you float forward into Vira 3. The heart softens forward and the back leg is confident, extending straight out of your hip joint. The standing leg is strong, straight, but the knee is not locked on the bottom leg. The muscles of the leg are engaged and grounding. You float back to Vira 1. Down dog. Rock forward to your plank. And we go straight down through Chaturanga this time. Inhale forward into your up dog. Exhale, down dog. Hop your feet to your hands. Inhale, lengthen and fold. Come all the way up, embracing Surya. Let's sit back to a twisting chair. Pavrita Utkatasana. As you sit back into chair pose, your palms are in prayer at your heart center. You evenly weight your feet. Your knees and toes are in alignment. Just bring the legs together if you think you can't keep the knees and ankles straight. You twist to your right, so your left elbow hooks your right knee. As you draw the shoulder blades down your back, and as you reach your sitting bones away, again, you're spiraling around your spine. keeping the low back safe by engaging through your core. Untwist straight legs in Uttanasana, forward bend, touch the earth. Inhale, come all the way up. You reach up through the fingertips to standing and then sit back for the second side, Pavritta Utkatasana, twisting to your left, palms in prayer. The knees are level because the hips are kept square. To expand and open the pose, you just twist a little deeper as you exhale. Widen the elbows by drawing the shoulder blades down your back. Untwist forward bend, straight legs, Uttanasana. Inhale, lengthen, Chaturanga. In your up dog, press every knuckle of the hand, especially the index finger knuckles. And in down dog, again, every knuckle of the hand is down. Right foot forward, Virabhadrasana 2. The front knee is bent to 90 degrees. Being intermediate, we will do that in our standing poses. Complete commitment. You bend deeply and then you lift powerfully through your low belly, lengthening your spine, opening up the back body by breathing into the back ribs. Now feel the lift in your spine so powerfully that straightens your front leg for Trikonasana, triangle pose. Two straight legs and then you reach the right fingers down, reach the left fingers to the sky, Trikonasana, three breaths. Come back up to Virabhadrasana 2. You come up as you bend the front knee simultaneously. Reverse warrior, drop your tailbone as you spin the front palm to the sky and you reach up and back. It's an elegant arc. You draw the shoulder blade of the right hand down your back as much as the right fingers reach away. There's balanced action in every posture. You inhale, come up to Warrior 2, Virabhadrasana 2. You down dog as you exhale. Left foot forward, second side, Virabhadrasana 2. Wide stance so you can bend the front thigh to 90 degrees. And then try to keep the thigh bones deep as you drop your tailbone down. A little more navel to spine. Reach out through your fingertips, but draw the bottom tips of your shoulder blades down and in. The power of your center straightens your front leg. Trikonasana, triangle pose. Reach those left fingers down powerfully as the right hand reaches up. You inhale back up to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. As your front palm spins to the sky, you then arc up and back, engaging again through the waist to lengthen your spine. Come back up to Virabhadrasana 2, and exhale, down dog. Rock forward to your plank. We're adding in some hovering chaturangas. So know that if you need to put your knees down to hover, then you do that. We will lower down hovering in chaturanga. You're just a couple of inches from the floor. So lower down. Your elbows brush your rib cage. Your shoulder blades draw down your back and you exhale, press up to plank. We've got two more like that. You lower down as you bend your arms, your navels to your spine. You exhale, press up to plank. You never let the low back collapse. One more like that. You lower down and hover. You exhale back up to plank, then to down dog. Good. They're not easy, so that was great. Hop your feet to your hands. Inhale, lengthen and fold. Come all the way up. And exhale, bow, Uttanasana. Inhale, lengthen, Chaturanga. Cobra or up dog. Down dog. Right foot forward, Virabhadrasana 2. Really feel the pinky toe side of your back leg. The back leg is right now your straight leg. Glue that edge of the foot down. Feel the lift and power of that straight back leg as you come into Parsva Konasana, right hand to the outside of the right foot. The top arm, the palm spins to face the floor and the hand reaches over your head. Side angle pose is named thus because from your top fingers to your back foot is a long angle. From the strength of that back leg and from your core, you inhale up to Warrior 2 again, Virabhadrasana 2. Straighten the front leg for Trikonasana, triangle. We will move through to Ardha Chandrasana, half moon pose. Looking to the floor helps for balance. The top hand can go to your hip. As you bend your front knee and you move your right hand a little out in front of your right foot, your back leg will come up. You are balancing on your right leg and your right hand. The left leg reaches out long from the hip. It is just as high as the hip. You reach the left arm for the sky. The palm is facing the same direction as your front pelvis, as your chest, as your face, because you then begin to turn the face to the sky, engaging through your core and breathing the whole time. You float lightly back to triangle. You can bend the front knee. Slide the hand back. Top arm still reaches for the sky. Exhale, down dog. Second side, Virabhadrasana 2 with the left foot. You keep that navel drawing in, tailbone lengthening down. Your core is strong as you bring the left hand to the outside of the left foot for Parsva Konasana, side angle pose. The top arm goes up and over your ear. Feel that there is a long continuous line from your right fingertips to the pinky toe edge of the right foot. Your back body stays full. You inhale from your core to Warrior 2, coming up tall through the spine. You lengthen through the spine to take Trikonasana, triangle. Ardha Chandrasana, half moon pose. Looking to the floor, your top hand will come to the hip. Your bottom hand will sneak forward as you bend the front knee and lift the back leg. Your back body remains full. Your top leg is as high as your hip and shoots straight out from your hip as if your tailbone and spine were reaching energy through that top leg. The bottom leg is not locked. The knee is straight, but the leg is active and strong. The top hand reaches for the sky, and maybe you turn your gaze to the sky. That's optional. You float back lightly to Trikonasana. Down dog. Walk or jump your feet to your hands. Inhale, lengthen and fold. Melt the heart to the legs. Inhale, lengthen and reach for the sky. So open-hearted, you come up, embracing Surya. You sit back to Utkatasana, chair, holding that big orange sun god in your palms, letting his warmth melt any tension in your back, feeling his energy increase the fire and connection in your belly. And then you bow forward, touch the earth. Inhale, lengthen, chaturanga. Cobra or up dog, down dog. Step your right foot forward, Virabhadrasana 1. Feel all your energy drop into your core, shoulder blades down the back, low belly engaged. You float forward to Virabhadrasana 3. Your back leg is confident and strong. You keep your hips square, but now we'll take Ardha Chandrasana with a twist. You bring both fingertips to the floor. Keep your spine feeling long. Move your left hand across to the right side of the mat. Take your right hand to your right hip. Begin to twist. You reach out through the back leg. Reach out through the crown of your head. You are twisting, spiraling around your own spine. Your core keeps you steady. Your bottom leg is grounded. Take one more breath here. Get length from heel to crown of the head. And then untwist. Both fingertips are on the floor. Step back into Parshvatonasana. Two legs are straight and you're folded forward over the front leg. Parshvatonasana. And inhale, round up to standing from your core. Press the back heel. Nice. And switch your feet. Left foot forward, right foot back. We'll move into the second side from the reverse. Ground your back heel. We're doing Parshvatonasana. Feeling the hips are level. Inhale, lengthen your spine. And exhale, fold forward, keeping the front leg completely straight. The fingertips reach the floor. If they don't, because you have short hamstrings, you'd use your block. Or you would simply hover the arms and use your core. More challenging. And not necessary. Use your block if you have one. Now from here, try to bring the heart forward, the back leg up. Come into Warrior 3 from here. You can bend your front knee. Exactly, keeping the hips square. The arms can go back by the hips to help you get up nice and long. Your back leg reaches through the heel. Your bottom leg reaches through the heel. Bring your right hand to the left side of the mat in front of your foot, and then twist, bringing the left arm up to the sky. This is not an easy pose. Feel like your back leg is as high as your hip. Feel like the crown of the head is lengthening out from your spine. Take one more breath here, and then untwist. Press back down dog, both your palms come down, and you just press back. Come down to child's pose. Breathe into your low back, your mid back, and the side ribs. Relax any holding in the neck and shoulders. And then press back to down dog. Hop your feet forward, make it light. Inhale, lengthen and fold. Inhale, come up. Enjoy this opening. You reach up and open. And then as you exhale, bow. Still feel your center lift. Your belly hugs up as your heart bows down. You inhale, lengthen and shoot back through chaturanga, cobra or up dog. Exhale to down dog. Virabhadrasana 2, right foot. Try to feel the root of the left thigh, where the thigh bone goes into the hip socket. Feel that deep, almost like you're sticking your booty out behind you. Try to keep the head of that thigh bone deep and drop your tail down, lengthening your waist. Come into Parshva Konasana with the bind. Your right shoulder comes in front of your right thigh, to the inside of the thigh. You clasp your right hand behind your back, your left arm goes behind you, you interlace the fingers and grab them. Reach down through your straight back leg. Draw your shoulder blades down your back towards your bum. And take a breath by opening the chest to the sky. The more you reach your tailbone down, you can open and lengthen. And then we look back into ourselves, looking to the floor. We're moving into Bird of Paradise. You step your back foot forward, so it's right next to your front foot. They're pointing the same direction. You're going to shift your weight onto that left leg. So your arms are going to draw the bent leg up. Hug your navel to spine. Draw your tailbone down. You shift your weight to the left leg and ground that left heel. The inhalation will bring you up nice and tall. The exhalation will help you draw the shoulder blades down your back and open the heart area. Maybe even straightening your top leg if you can externally rotate the right leg enough, and your hamstring lengthen enough. You bend that top knee, curl your belly button in and up, replace the foot to the floor, untwist your arms and hang in forward bend, Uttanasana. Press back down dog for the second side. Left foot for Virabhadrasana 2. You feel those thigh bones deep, tailbone long, and lengthen through each vertebra. Parshva Konasana with the bind, left shoulder to the inside of the left knee. If you go to clasp your hands behind you, so your right arm just goes behind, your left one is in front of the knee and then clasps up kind of around your bum. If you can't clasp your hands, you just press the backs of your hands against your hips and low back. That's fine. You blossom the pose by engaging the navel to spine and reaching your tailbone down through the back heel. Shoulder blades also draw into the core to open the front chest. You then turn into yourself a little. You look down. Float the back foot forward. It comes next to the front foot. Your right and left feet both point straight forward and you shift your weight onto that right leg. The more you think about a vertical midline that you're just lifting up through your own midline, You breathe. You reach down through the bottom heel. Reach down through your tailbone. And exhale, blossom the top chest. So collarbones wide, heart area lifts. Top leg maybe even straightens. You bow into yourself by bending the knee, hugging the navel up as you fold down, unbinding your arms and standing in forward bend. Really good. Press back down dog. Let's take Vashistasana, a pose named after the sage Vashista, who is featured in the stories of the Ramayana, the love story of Ram and Sita. So this is Vashista's pose. Rock forward to regular plank. Vashistasana is sometimes called side plank. So you move to the side. You go onto your right hand and the pinky toe edge of your right foot. So your weight is now on those two edges. Your shoulder is directly above that right hand. Your feet are flexed, your legs are zipped together, and then you reach the top arm up to the sky. Your palm is facing the same direction as your gaze. You've got bamboo from the crown of your head down to your heels. It's flexible, it's supple, but it's strong. And then you float back to regular plank. Go to down dog for a breath, releasing the weight in the wrists. If you had any pain in the wrists, make sure your shoulder's directly over the bottom hand. Make sure your index finger knuckle is plugged into the floor. Let's do the second side. Left hand, left foot. Vashistasana. If you draw your shoulder blades down your back towards your bum, you can open the heart center and you draw more energy into your own core. Your tailbone reaches down through your heels. The backs of your inner thighs connect. And you breathe into this vibrant pose. Regular plank to down dog. Let's walk or jump your feet forward. Take them as wide as your mat and parallel. A deep Uttanasana. If you would like to hold your big toes in yogi toe lock and draw your chest closer to your legs, you may. You might even like to stand on the palms of your hands, tucking the hands underneath your feet. Whatever you're doing, you evenly weight the four corners of your feet and you breathe into your back body. Completely straight legs. And soft neck and shoulders. If you're standing on your feet or you're doing yogi toe lock with the fingers, undo that please so that you can sit back into Malasana. It looks just like you're squatting. You sit your bottom down towards your heels. You bring the palms in prayer at your heart center, and your knees are on the outside of your upper arms and shoulders. So your body is between your legs and your tailbone's reaching down. If you have trouble grounding your heels, now is the time to place a prop underneath your heels. It just means your Achilles or calves are tight. They need grounding to lengthen. If you're having a very easy time, you know, bring the feet closer together. The more narrow the stance, the more challenge you give yourself. Whatever you're doing with the position, the energetics are the same. Your navel hugs to spine, your tailbone reaches down. You squeeze the inner thighs in like you want to squash yourself, like you're squeezing your legs onto your arms. And then draw the chest up and forward, look up and forward, and you draw the shoulder blades down your back. This pose is an opportunity to hug in maximum and then expand out maximum. You do both at the same time. We do that in all our poses, but here it's just easy to feel. And now let's move into crow, bakasana. Your hands go as wide as your shoulders. Your index fingers point straight forward, no different to when you take down dog or chaturanga. And then the thighs are squeezing. The knees are on your upper arm, as high to the armpit as you can get them. To balance in crow, bakasana, you must shift the chest forward. There's a softening and a trust. You soften the heart forward and you squeeze and puff up your low back. Imagine you're reaching your kidneys for the sky. And the more you squeeze into yourself and then shine back out by drawing the shoulder blades towards your bum, you'll get very light in your center. For those of you finessing this pose, you're doing it easily, you've been doing it for a while, try drawing the big toe edge of the foot from big toe down to heel, that inner seam of the foot, bring it together, but you still fan the soles of the feet away. So the feet are fanning away from you, but you bring the inside edge. Your midline hugs together and the feet actually connect at the midline. If you can do that, then try shooting back chaturanga as if you're reaching your heels along a midline wire. And there's a trust element to shooting your legs back and keeping your heart forward. And it's okay to fall on your face. And then wherever you are now, just press back to down dog. Really enjoying having the head bowed, breathing into your back body. If you want to take some exhalations through the mouth, getting everything out, feel free. And then bring your feet to your hands. You can walk or jump them. Let's roll up to standing. Your legs are strong and you slowly roll up one vertebra at a time. Close your eyes for a couple of breaths in Tadasana, your mountain pose. Feel that your knees are soft, your legs are strong. You feel very engaged and connected from hip through armpit and open through the upper chest and collarbones. As we take tree, Vrikshasana, you open the eyes, but keep your inner mental gaze, your inner drishti. Drishti means one of the translations is that drishti is gaze in Sanskrit. You keep your gaze around your own vertical center from sky to the earth. You're connected. So as you pick up the right foot and place it to the left upper inner thigh, you're just moving around this strong vertical line of energy. You hug the thigh and foot together in equal measure. You bring the palms in prayer at your heart. And then you blossom the pose. You draw the shoulder blades down the back as you reach the fingertips to the sky. You feel grounded in the bottom heel and long through the spine. Feel your sushumna, your central energy channel. You might like to play by looking up or even closing your eyes, knowing that your goal is not to get things right, it's to play around your edges. And every day your edge is different. When you're done playing, bring your palms back to your heart and your foot down. Second side. From Tadasana, you move into Vrikshasana, left foot to the inner thigh. You do widen the left knee out to the left, and you counterbalance by hugging the low belly firmly, dropping the tailbone down, and then you blossom the pose, grow some branches, you reach the fingertips up as the shoulder blades slide down your back. If your front ribs are jumping up and forward, pushing your low back into an extreme arch, please melt those ribs down. But draw the collarbones higher. Feel that expand your heart center. If you'd like to play, closing the eyes, looking up. And you slowly come down, Tadasana. Turn and stand sideways on your mat, please. You take your feet wide, comfortably wide, and feel that the feet are parallel, evenly weighted. Now hug your legs towards each other as much as they're stretching wide. You've got this lift from the arch of the foot up your inside leg, up your inner thigh. It draws your pelvic floor energy in and up. There's this beautiful lift up from the earth, and you keep that sense of lift even as you bow forward. Fingertips come to the floor, directly beneath the shoulders. Fingers point straight forward, and if you're down low enough, you'll be bending your arms and the elbows will point straight back. If you're just managing to get your fingertips down, that's fine too. And wherever you are, you feel that the neck and shoulders are soft and open. You're actively reaching down through your heels. You're actively reaching your sitting bones wider and up and away, almost like you're mooning the sky. We've gone from embracing the sun gods, you know, now think about like lifting your sitting bones towards the sky. There's this cascading length of your spine all the way down to the earth, like a waterfall just reaching out of your hips. You breathe deeply, allowing anything that needs to move to soften and shift. To move out of the pose, you soften your knees so that you can shuffle your feet back together as wide as your hips. In your forward bend, you take your hands to your hips. You make your legs nice and strong. You draw the low belly in, so get the neutral spine, the natural curve in your low back, and you inhale up with a long, flat back. Good. Turning back to the front, we'll move down to the floor now. We'll take Ekka Pada Raja Kapotasana Prep, also commonly known as Pigeon. Your right leg is forward, your left leg is back. So you're now down on the floor. You align that right foot as close to the groin as it needs to go. The right knee sticks out to the side a little bit. Knowing that this hip stretch gets deeper the further forward you bring your front foot. So the more open you make the angle of the front leg, the more challenging you make the pose, the more stretch you give it. Your back leg just goes straight out behind you in a nice straight line out from your hip socket. And you bow forward. There's a beautiful straight line from your tailbone through the crown of the head. And you rest your head maybe down on your mat. Maybe you fold your forearms on top of each other and make a little pillow out of your own arms. Ideally, your hips are square. That's a goal. Know that if you've got your front foot really far forward, because it makes you feel advanced, but your hips are really crooked, you want to try to back off a little bit. You feel that the pelvis bones are relatively square, and then, keeping the hips square, you align the front leg into the widest possible angle you can do today. And you just breathe into the hips. If you're experiencing any knee pain in the front leg, try pointing your foot actively or flexing it actively. Try not to sickle the foot. A sickled foot would mean that there's a kink in your ankle joint and the palm of your foot is facing the sky. Ideally, your ankle joint should be nice and long without a funny kink in it. If you don't have any knee pain, this detail isn't extremely important. If you do have knee pain in the front leg, that's the first place to look. Now, because this is an intermediate class, we're going to actually move from Ekapada Raja Kapotasana prep, because the bowing forward is prep, into the backbend portion of this pose. So, you inhale, come up onto your fingertips, so you bring the body upright, the legs stay exactly as they are. As you come upright, you will use your right hand in front of you. So bring it sort of to the inside of your knee, right close to your front knee. You have to drop the tailbone down and draw the navel to spine. As you bend the back leg, so you're trying to kind of bring your foot to your bum, you reach your left hand back to the outside and top of your back foot. You are engaging your navel to spine. The lovely squareness of the hips didn't change. Your left hip is not kinking backwards, it is still reaching forwards. You keep stability, like there's a corset of muscles in your low waist to stabilize the low back, and then you have a chance to open the upper chest. That's the part of our backs that gets very congested. So you breathe into the upper back, and if you feel extremely stable in the low back, you can reach your right hand back to the foot as well. So now both hands are on the back foot. You draw the shoulder blades down. You puff the chest up. You're dropping the tailbone down and navel to spine. To come down, you may bring the right hand in front of you, gently release the back leg, and press back to down dog. Second side, left foot forward, Ekapada Raja Kapotasana prep, pigeon prep. Hips are square and you bow forward. If you have any holding in the neck and shoulders, just breathe it away. Let the tension go out with your exhalation. Inhale, bring the torso up. We'll do the stretch of the back leg. So the left hand is right in front of you, a little to the inside of the left knee. You engage through the low belly to stabilize the hips. As you bend the back leg, you reach the hand to the outside of the foot. This is where the hips try to wriggle, so you need extra tailbone down. Draw the navel in and up. And as you push the foot into your hand, and your hand pulls the foot towards your bum, you get more power. Think of a big circle of energy. If you feel steady through the waist, you bring the other hand back. So both hands are touching the top of the back foot. You hug the shoulder blades down. You lift your chest up. You keep breathing steadily. One more big breath. Gently release the left hand and then the right hand and right foot. You press back to down dog. And bring your knees down. We'll take Gomukhasana, cow face pose. So you're on your hands and your knees. Just cross your left knee behind your right knee. So your knees are now like crossed, stacked on top of each other. Separate your feet wide so you can just sit back between your feet. So you're sitting back on your bum. Your feet are out to the opposite sides, and your knees are right on top of each other. So this is the bottom half portion, the leg portion of cow face pose. We're also going to do the arms. So take your left arm up to the sky and pat yourself on the back. The elbow points straight up. Reach your right hand behind you, so down, and then you turn your right fingertips to the sky, but your right elbow reaches down. If you can, you'll clasp your fingers. You breathe into those hips and feel them descend and release. You draw the energy of the navel still up and in. Breathe into your side ribs and your back ribs. Try to open your collarbones by wrapping the right shoulder blade down your back. Reach your left elbow to the sky. Also draw the left shoulder blade down your back. And as you bow forward, breathe steadily. Find a place of mental ease. And inhale, come up. You gently release the arms. To change sides with the legs, one easy way is just to rock forward back onto your hands and your knees and take the leg that's in the back and cross it into the front. You sit back between your feet and you're in the second side of Gomukhasana, cow face pose. The knees are stacked. Your hips are down as evenly as possible. And then feel this length in your spine, this openness and softness in your chest. Inhale your right arm straight up to the sky and pat yourself on the back. Reach your left arm behind you, that left elbow points down, and if you can, you clasp fingers. This is where you would use your strap between your hands if you have one. You can use a tea towel. Use whatever you've got handy, a belt, a regular belt. Now ground those hips, just let them release. Take a lovely big inhale and open your collarbones. Exhale, bow forward. A really steady, calm mind. And as you inhale, come up tall. Unbind your arms. Rock forward onto your hands. Uncross your legs for down dog. Stretch everything back. Walk your feet forward to your hands. And then just lie down onto your back. Hug your knees into your chest and enjoy letting the tailbone drop heavy to the earth. You might gently rock from side to side to massage the sacrum and the low back. Let's take a little spinal twist. Your arms go out by your side. They're at shoulder height. They're on the floor, and the palms face the sky. Your knees are together, your ankles are together. The knees are bent, and you just drop your knees to your right, all the way over to the floor, and let them rest down there. And then you try to lengthen the left shoulder down into the earth, turning your gaze towards your left hand. Feel how the more you draw the energy of the low belly in, it encourages the low back to lengthen and open. Feel your exhalation give you another inch of length. Take your knees up. See that your hips are in line with your shoulders still. And then you release the knees to your left and turn your head to your right. Really enjoy that stretch through probably the front shoulder, through the pec, through the side body, through the low back, maybe in your hip. You just breathe length and openness. And bring your knees up. Let's do one little abdominal series. It's good to connect to that area, particularly between the navel and the pubic bone. It's sleepy on most people and quite disconnected on many of us. So it's good to feel those muscles come alive, feel the energy connect, and to feel strength and length in those muscles. So bring your arms by your side, down by your hips, and your palms face down. Your fingertips are reaching long and away. Your knees are together, your ankles are together. Bring your shins parallel to the earth so you make a right angle at the knee. And now feel that navel drop down to your spine. Feel a pubic bone press down to the earth. Feel this band of energy and muscles connected, hugging in, protecting and lengthening your low back, and giving you a real connection to your own center. We're going to use these muscles as stabilizers, but I think there's a real metaphor for being able to stabilize through your center and having a sense of your own stability as you move through the world. So we're going to do two heels to the floor and up. Home base, or your starting position, is this right angle with the knees directly above the hip joint. The angle of the knee doesn't change. So as you inhale and bring both heels down to the floor, you compress your arms. You've still got a right angle of the knee. You exhale, bring the legs back up to tabletop. And you do it again. You inhale down. Exhale, scoop the tummy in and bring the legs up. Now, if you feel like your low back is changing shape, then you're not stabilizing with your low belly enough. You bring the heels down and you bring the legs up again. The pelvis doesn't rock As you bring the heels down, your abs lengthen and tone. Lengthen and tone. You exhale, bring them up. Do two more like this. You bring them down. Exhale, bring them up. Think about length from hip to rib cage. You bring it down. Feel the back of your legs alive. And exhale, bring it up. If that was way too easy for you because maybe you were a dancer, you did martial arts, or you just have a really strong core, then straighten both your legs. You would then do five with two straight legs. Or if you're continuing on with bent legs, you bring them down bent, you bring them up bent. Or you're bringing them down straight and you're bringing them up straight. Whatever you're doing, the back of the legs are connected energetically. The knees and ankles stay together. The pelvis isn't rocking. The low back doesn't flatten and lift and flatten and lift. It stays in a consistent, neutral, natural curve. There's a gentle lumbar curve. You don't want to lose it. You don't want to let it get too big and you don't want to flatten it. I reckon you're probably done five now. Bring your knees in and give them a hug. Gently rocking from side to side. Let's do the windshield wiper stretch, just in case you were gripping in your hip flexors at all there. You take your feet to the floor, your knees are bent. Your feet go as wide as your mat, very wide, way wider than your hips. Good. The feet are parallel. The arms went back to the floor, and they're at shoulder height. They're out long, and the palms face the sky. Just like your legs were windshield wipers, you drop your knees to the right and you let the knees be flopped down on the floor. You pick up your right foot and you place it to the outside of the left thigh, just above the knee. We're trying to feel a stretch in the left front groin, front pelvis. So as you apply gentle pressure with the right foot, and then you squeeze the left glute, buttock, and then try to scoop your low belly in. You hug your abs into your body. You've got muscles buried deep in your pelvis that need stretching. So you're using your surface muscles to squeeze on the muscles that are buried. You're going to lengthen and open and release some of these buried muscles that on some people are gripped permanently. We often grip there and it doesn't release. So you just breathe, feeling the front pelvis open. You take the foot off, place it back down to the floor, the knees come up. You check in that the feet are still wide, they're still parallel, and you drop your knees to your left. They go flop like windshield wipers. Your left foot to the outside of your right thigh, very close to the knee. You apply gentle pressure with your left foot on the right thigh. You do squeeze your right buttock and you scoop your low belly in. You hug your abs into your body. And then feel a lovely stretch through that right front groin, front hip, possibly up into the low belly. Take your foot off the outside knee. Bring your feet closer together until they're as wide as your hips. Bring your arms by your side. So your fingers point down. We're going to move into back bends. So your arms are by your side because we're starting with one bridge, a nice easy bridge. Your arms are down by your hips. Your feet are parallel, as wide as your hip sockets, not as wide as you think your outer hips are. They're evenly weighted. Before we go anywhere, try to feel your tailbone pressing down into the floor and then your low belly hugging in. So there's balanced action there. They work against each other. But by working against each other, they give you more length. So they're actually working together to give you a feeling of length in your low back and your pelvis. So tailbone down, belly in. That whole area is very alive. It's very aware. Your heels are only a few inches from your bum, close enough that you could almost touch your fingertips to your heels. In this bridge, I want you to press your whole arm down into the floor as you lift your pubic bone to the sky. The hips go up. The energy of the knees is a little forward, the same direction as your toes. The pubic bone is for the sky. The navel is for the earth. You melt the front ribs down and you draw open the collarbones, lengthening and pressing down through the whole back of your arm. I prefer in this bridge you do not interlace the fingers underneath you. I prefer you to keep the arms long and pressing. If you have any low back compression, try engaging your buttocks. If that doesn't help, maybe you've clenched your buttocks, in which case I'd like you to release them. Only you can tell. So you don't want a gripped bum. You don't want it gripping and clenching. But you don't want it loose and disengaged. They're very big muscles. You need to use them. They're part of what's going on here. And then try to lengthen down vertebra by vertebra. Feel a smooth articulation of your spine. Once your tailbone's down, you let your back go back into its happy, natural lumbar curve. There's a little natural arch of the low back. Now let's do some Urdhva Dhanurasana. We'll do two. Urdhva Dhanurasana is also called full wheel. It's the back bend where you place your hands behind your shoulders. So do so now. If you don't do full wheel because it gives you low back pain or whatever happens you don't like and you don't do it, that's fine. You can do two more bridges. Setu Bandhasana, bridge, is a perfectly good back bend. As this is intermediate, I'm going to instruct for Urdhva Dhanurasana. Press your feet evenly. Draw your shoulder blades towards your bum. As you press up to the top of your head, pause. You're on the top of your head. It's on the floor. Please bring your heart more vertical. So you rock the weight more to the forehead. And as you straighten your arms, you reach your heart away from your bum. Think length in the spine. Hopefully your feet are still parallel, as wide as your hips. There is a tendency for them to turn out. Feel what is going on in your feet. Try to get them parallel and evenly weighted. Also feel that the knees are just as wide as your hip sockets. To come down, you gently come down to the top of the head and then roll onto the shoulders. Once you're down, take a couple of breaths with the knees bent and the feet on the floor to let the low back completely release. You've got one more back bend. If you saw your feet moved around in the last one, you can grab your block and stick it between your feet. If you don't have a block, you're going to use your mind's eye to keep those feet parallel and evenly weighted the whole time. The arms go back, so the palms are on the floor, the fingertips face your bum. Plug your arm bones in here. The armpits go deep. The shoulder blades go down your back towards your bum. There's still a gentle engagement through the core, your navel to spine, as you press your hips up and come to the top of the head, pausing. If your feet wriggled, return them to parallel now, please. As you press up into full back bend, you bring the heart towards the back, towards the heel of your hand, away from your bum. Feel a giant circle of energy with the upper back expanding. The low back is stabilized and supported. You've got this energy of the core drawing in and lengthening from hip to rib cage. and the shoulder blades scoop towards your bum and push the upper chest open, opening the heart center. You breathe deeply the whole time and slowly come down. Again, once you're on the floor, the knees are bent, the feet are on the floor, and you let the low back relax. And then if you'd like to, you can hug the knees into the chest. You're holding your shins. Take 5 gentle circles. So you've glued the legs together. Your knees and ankles are together. And you do 5 circles in one direction. Massaging the low back. And then you reverse. Hold underneath your thighs now. So you've got one hand on the back of each thigh. Curl your head and shoulders off the floor and look into your belly. So make yourself into a little ball. And can you rock and roll on your spine a little bit? Up and back, only to the shoulders, never to the neck. Shoulders to tailbone, shoulders to tailbone. Make it playful. When you're a kid, I bet you'd find this fun. So make it fun now. Inhale back, exhale up. Do 3 more. Good. And if your back's got big flat bits, you'll feel them now. And you're encouraged to try to get the back to open. Come all the way up to sitting. Good. Put yourself back on your mat so you can stretch your legs out long. Sitting up tall. Your legs are straight. Your heels reach. And your toes point to the ceiling. You lengthen your spine all the way up through the crown of your head. And if you can't feel your sitting bones right underneath you, you're directly on the bones of your bum, and you've got a natural lumbar curve, that's your goal. If you can't quite get there today, hamstring tightness, low back tightness, you know, whatever's going on, a prop is helpful. You could sit up on a cushion from the couch, sit up on a folded blanket. Just elevate your sitting bones a little bit. And then try to draw the low belly in, draw the low back in. Lengthen your spine as you inhale. And you exhale, hinge at the hip to fold forward. This is called Paschimottanasana. Intense stretch of the West. In some yogic writings, the back body is considered the West. So as you bow forward, your knees didn't bend, your heels are still reaching away, your toes still point to the ceiling, and you're holding any part of the leg that is comfortable for your neck and shoulders. You don't have to reach your feet. If you can reach your feet, I prefer holding the pinky toe side of my foot rather than the big toes, just because the pinky toe side is what tends to move away from you. It needs encouragement to stay square. So you're drawing the pinky toe side of the foot towards you, extending the big toe edge away, and keeping the feet nice and flat, flat like you were standing on them. And you breathe. Inhale, come up tall. Let's finish with one little twist. Janu Shirsasana. Take your right leg out long by your side to a 45 degree angle. Place your left foot, the sole of the foot, to your right inner thigh. It just goes flat. Your left knee is bent out to the side and hopefully quite low to the ground. Again, you want the sitting bones right underneath you, the low back curve as natural as you can get it. The right leg is straight, the knees and toes of the right foot point to the ceiling. one hand on either side of your right leg. You inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, twist your belly button towards your right leg and bow forward. As you hinge from the hip and bring your chest down towards your right leg, do not let your left hip come with you. You've got two things to do. The left hip stays down as you twist away. You stabilize the left hip and you stretch everything else. Relaxing through the neck and shoulders, if you grab from the neck, just drop the shoulder blades down your back and lift from your waist. And you inhale, come up, switching sides. Left leg goes out to 45 degrees. Right foot is flat into the thigh. Right knee is hopefully quite low to the floor. If it's not, you know, you do what you can. You can elevate your bum on a blanket if you haven't. The knee and toes of the left leg point to the sky. One hand on either side of your left leg. You inhale tall from the waist all the way through the crown of the head and you twist and spiral your navel towards that front thigh. As you bow, feel the hips grounded and the body lifting up and twisting. Keep reaching that left leg long and straight, toes to the ceiling. And inhale, come up. Stretch both legs wide. Comfortably wide, not as wide as humanly possible. And sit right up on your sitting bones. Again, you can be elevating the sitting bones if that helps you get your neutral spine. You stretch out through the heels, your knees point to the sky. You inhale the arms up. And you're going to exhale, bow forward, hinging at the hip. The legs didn't change. They're straight. When you need to, you put the hands down in front of you. And you try to soften a little more forward. Neck and shoulders still soft. Legs and hips still grounded. Take a big exhalation here. And inhale, come up. Soften your knees so you can bring the legs together. You're going to roll onto your back for a well-earned Shavasana. Take any supports you like for Shavasana. You may wish to elevate the lower leg below the knee on a cushion. You might want to put a cushion beneath your head and neck. Shavasana is corpse pose. Complete surrender. We'll stay here for 5 full minutes. You can shorten it if you need to or want to. But Shavasana is well earned and delicious. Enjoy. Take a deep inhalation and feel the shimmering blue prana. Wriggle your fingers and your toes. She might stretch you down through your heels or up through your fingertips. Roll gently to whatever side feels comfortable, pausing on your side. Enjoy all that softness and space in your center. And carry it with you up to sitting. Your legs crossed in easy pose. Bringing your palms into Anjali Mudra. Take a moment to feel regal in your posture. Your seat is grounded. Your spine is long. Your chest is open. Take a moment to feel gratitude for all your blessings. And bowing into your own heart center. Namaste.